Good afternoon. Any sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds during the course of the afternoon, although with a southerly breeze, temperatures will continue to surge and reach highs in the lower to mid-50s by the end of the day. High pressure, which is responsible for the nice weather, will drift off the eastern seaboard, allowing for thicker clouds to roll in toward the evening hours. And as a warm front approaches from the south, we'll get a round of precipitation across interior New York and New England, and the precipitation type will be highly dependent upon localized temperatures. Most places will be above freezing and see just plain rain showers, although some wet snow could fall. In spots where the temperatures go back down to around 32, we could have a couple of inches of accumulation, mainly across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while any snow across the lower elevations will melt on contact. There is the potential for some sleet and even a little bit of freezing rain as this warm front approaches from the south. Temperatures, for the most part, overnight will be in the lower to mid-30s. As the milder air flows over the deep cold snowpack, we'll have areas of dense fog forming as well by tomorrow morning. A storm system in the middle of the country will track through the Great Lakes and into southern parts of Canada during the course of the day tomorrow. A cold front associated with this system will sweep through the region. Out ahead of it, a strong gusty southerly wind will push temperatures well up into the 40s to near 50 by Friday afternoon. But as the front draws closer, we'll have a period of rain, and some of it could fall heavily at times, and even a couple of rumbles of thunder not out of the question. As the front sweeps through late in the day tomorrow and into tomorrow evening, a drying trend will take place as the wind flips around to the west-southwest. Not much in the way of cold air behind this system. As a result, we'll have a decent day on Saturday. With high pressure building in, we'll be back into the middle 40s, and it'll stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, a touch cooler but still nice with highs right around 40 degrees. A colder air mass will build in for the day on Monday with a few snow showers and a gusty northwest wind, leaving us in the middle to upper 20s. A chance of light snow with a disturbance passing through on Tuesday, staying in the 20s. And in the upper 20s again on Wednesday with leftover snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys to the central Gulf Coast. A storm now near the Colorado-Kansas border will continue to deepen as it travels from eastern Kansas to southwestern Wisconsin during the late afternoon hours. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms in bands should pose primarily a threat for damaging wind gusts, a few of which may reach 65 knots. While the tornado risk exists, it is secondary to damaging thunderstorm wind gusts in terms of coverage, duration, and number of events probable. As that next storm ejects out of the southern plains toward the Great Lakes, colder air in place over the upper Midwest will set the stage for heavy snow later today and tonight. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued in most of Iowa and eastern Minnesota, including Des Moines and Minneapolis, and western Wisconsin, including Madison, for as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds at times will gust up to 50 miles per hour in some areas, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow with low visibility. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Lebanon, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the upper 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain moving in during the afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 66 set in 1930, and the record low 16 below zero in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:33 p.m., 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with snow, sleet, and some freezing rain this evening, then rain showers overnight tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, possibly some wet snow, and areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, possibly some wet snow, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers this evening, possibly some wet snow or even pockets of sleet or freezing rain. Areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, breezy and mild, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in the middle of the afternoon, highs in the upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, still mild Saturday, mid-40s, a bit cooler but still partly sunny and around 40 on Sunday, much colder, windy on Monday, a few flurries and snow showers in the mid to upper 20s, and mid-20s with a chance of light snow or snow showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.